Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
NFC North champions,
everybody.
Vision, winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team ain't ours. The pride is worldwide now. Ride into your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. We brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
And we're back, All Grit Podcast, after that. What's going on here? We got so much music coming from both sides of our ears. How you doing, Clay? The stat guy's with me today.
Oh, doing great, man. It's always a good Monday when it's a Lions victory Monday.
A Lions dub. So I am your humble host, joined alongside, as you just heard there, with the stat guy. And we might have a special guest pop in here while we're recording. He's being held up, but we'll wait with abated hearts and minds while we wait for him to get here. So, but the All Grit Podcast waits for no one, as you know, Clay. We're just going to keep rolling. So here we are Monday evening after a Lions victory. That's four straight, bro.
It's just, I think I was just thinking last night, I think it's all kind of hit me. It just, the last, like, almost like four, like 3 to 4 years have hit me all last night. Like we've went so many seasons with, like, you walk away with two wins. Like, you walk away with three wins. Like, you walk away with zero wins. Like, 5 weeks in and you're 4-1 after a horrific, nerve-wracking start. You just instantly start to do math what the next 4 weeks would entail. Like, traveling to Baltimore, traveling to Cincinnati, playing Bears at home, the big Ben Johnson game, and all this things. Like, all right, if we walk out of here, out of Cincinnati after week 5, 2-3, it's not bad. It's not bad. 2-3 is not bad. And you walk away 4-1. And yeah, there's a Burrow injury, but that's football. But like, man, 4-1 after, it's just, wow. This team is good, guys. This team is good.
so many talking points that you just brought up. Yeah, Burrow's hurt, but you know, are Lions 100% right now? No. Nope. Taylor Decker didn't play. And that's why Trey Hendrickson had the day that he had, because Manu smelled like manure, bro.
It was off, man. And props to Goff. Goff. Oh.
Sorry, that's not for Goff.
Goff is very, he is genuine. He is humble. You know, he gave his shout out to him for, you know, it's his.
Yeah.
Here and stuff, but man, like, that's our quarterback, man. And that's our season. So we got to keep him.
Yeah.
We got to keep him healthy, guys.
Yeah, and if you are going to play Manu over there without a seasoned vet like Skipper or, you know, who else, you got to have all the time. You have your tight end lined up on that side and just constantly give him that extra second of protection, because that's all Goff needs. He just needs that extra second. There was a couple times where Trey Henderson just lined up, like, really wide, and Manu just couldn't even get to him, you know, at fast enough, and just got to Jared Goff super quick. So with that tight end on that side, it would have just, you know, chipped him back into Manu instead of being that wide nine kind of look. Yeah. And, you know, kind of help him out. But, you know, they'll kind of, that's what Dan Campbell, he wasn't super, I mean, he's excited, yes, but he still said again, right? Yep. There's so much we got to clean up, man. There's so much we got to clean up, which is true. Right. Their offense put so many points back in their pockets instead of on the board with that game yesterday.
but it's also like reassuring too, because if we were playing our best, if we peaked, we have a peak, and if we're peaked right now, we'd be like, oh man, this is we're doing at our best. So we haven't peaked, which is good. We could still play better, and we're still we're keeping that. Did we hit 40 yesterday? Is that what we hit?
No, 37-24.
Okay, so we're in the high 30s. I think we're averaging 40 right now through this win streak. So, man, like we're rewarding our defense, but we can reward them even more, though.
So yeah, we're still, you know, going on with this record of 170 points, I think now or something like that, in the first five, which is still the highest in the NFL right now. It's the most the Lions have ever had in their history as a franchise. So speaking about the game, you know, Detroit opened up pretty fast. Goff to LaPorta, touchdown. LaPorta looked, I mean, it was a LaPorta game.
I mean, he just looked, the LaPorta, like he was Sam LaPorta.
That was like, that was year one LaPorta.
Yeah. It's just like, he's still in there. Good. Like the way he was moving, the way he was, his somersault into the end zone, like the guy is snagging everything Goff's throwing at him, man.
That's right. And then Montgomery, hometown Montgomery, sisters, and we're not going to go down that. Right. I've heard it way too many times, but okay, family's there. He throws a 3-yard, not to LaPorta, to the other white tight end that's Brock on the bingo card, Brock Wright, to push the lead to 14-0. So at that point, 14-0, they end up scoring a little field goal right before halftime. So it's 14-3, and do the math on that. Clay, what's 14 minus 3?
11
points. Throughout the whole game, the Lions would never lose that amount of a lead.
Right.
That's what everyone needs to understand. Yes, there's fluctuation, right? We go up 2 touchdowns and then they catch up to, but that 11 point lead, which is a 2-score game, never was in doubt. I was never in doubt. My wife was freaking out on the couch. And yeah, it's like, okay, let up a garbage touchdown there. But like, I'm sitting on the couch going, no, it's good. We're good.
It's not the same old Lions. The same old Lions would be like, oh, guys, here we go. Calm down. But it's just different.
It's way different. Good point.
And speaking of that, coming out, and Dan Campbell has done this multiple times. He is literally talking to the reporter, saying something. Mm-hmm. And the defense does exactly what he says they're going to do. He said, we rewarded the defense with all the turnovers they had in the first half. Said they got a little, you know, relaxed. They're going to figure some things out. And he said, don't worry. In about 1 minute here, we'll have things figured out. 41 seconds later, I went back and did the math.
Did you do the math?
Yes.
That's our stat guy, ladies and gentlemen. Interception
41 seconds after he said that. Like, we'll figure it out in just a minute here. 41 seconds later, Anzalone gets the pick. Just like, it's my coach, baby.
Was that was the Anzalone one?
Yeah, that's the Anzalone one.
That was beautiful. So in third quarter, Lions add 14 more points. Goff to Gibbs, Montgomery 8-yard run. And then there in the fourth quarter, Bengals mounted that rally. At the beginning, Browning was our MVP, would you say, for the Lions?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He threw three picks, right? And then Jamar Chase, did you see that stat, bro? Did you happen to pull that stat?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, no, you say it because I know you loved it even more than I did.
Well, I loved it, but I don't think I remember. I think that it said that he had 3 tackles.
On interceptions.
It pulled up a thing, correct. It said he was leading the Bengals defense with the most tackles.
And it's crazy, man. Like
that's bomb, bro.
And but yeah, I never felt like it was in doubt. Like,
right.
How many times have we've been in Cincinnati's position so many times as in my Lions lifetime? Like, oh man, we almost came back.
Hold on a second. We got breaking news here. Hold on a second. Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest has just appeared onto the stage. He was in the waiting room for a little bit. We're just bringing him out right now. Welcome to the stage, Mr. OC Adrian.
It's good to be back, y'all. How we doing?
Welcome in, boy.
What did I miss?
We're already in the third quarter, man. We're just kind of going through it. I don't know, Clay. What were you talking about right then?
I forgot now, but I mean, I'm just honored to have our OC here, so I got a little thrown off track here. But I do want to pick up right from the Anzalone pick, though. So, the Anzalone pick. So we get the ball like on like the 22, and I think we run a play, but like second and 12 or something. And again, I think we're just talking about lines of old, you know, let teams come back. And that's what Bengals did. I mean, we're the other team. Let them come back a little bit. But Lions have done screen passes that just don't work. But yesterday, Gibbs on the 22-yard line caught a 22-yard pass, screen pass from Goff, mm-hmm. and he avoids some tackles. He gets hit on the 7-yard line, and he barrels in for a touchdown. Like, what a stud, man. Like, and he's like surrounded by three or four Bengals, and he's still getting the end zone. It was like my favorite play of the game. Like, that was my play. Like,
he definitely had Montgomery energy on that run, bro. He was pulling the guys with him. And granted, it wasn't muscle, it was speed. He went into that last 7 yards going, I can smell the goal line, and I'm blitzing this out. And he carried three runners.
You know who it was, Clay? It was like a combination of David Montgomery and then Alvin Kamara. Alvin has got like the best balance of a running back in the league. He mm-hmm. does all these balance routines in practice. And like they kept knocking Gibbs, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't fall down. And that's how we got to the 7. He keeps pushing. And I think it was Brock Wright or Sam Laporta that pushes him finally into the end zone to make it.
Mahogany. They were all there, bro.
Yeah, they were all there to push.
It was, yeah.
But you turn a screen pass into a 22-yard touchdown, and it was just like, wow, that's the kind of offense, that's the players that we have on this team to make that happen.
Yeah, like, it was the blocking that set it up. As soon as he pitched it out to the left on that screen, I mean, it was pretty much like right on the what line is that? It's like the line of scrimmage. Didn't he throw it like directly left, and then like the blockers were set up right there? I mean, just to your point. 22 yards by yourself? No. 22 yards with the team that's blocking for you? It's possible.
Yeah.
So that was a great play. That was a great play. So let's see. Detroit's offense, 370 total yards versus Cincy's 333, which I thought was interesting. I didn't realize that they had a couple garbage time touchdowns to catch up real quick. Jared Goff, again, guys, let's talk Jared Goff for just a minute. Completed 19 of 23, 258 yards, 3 touchdowns, no garbage interceptions. Talk about Jared Goff, Adrian.
Bro, he did. I don't know if we touched on the offensive line yet, but I think considering what Goff was working with, which was a backup left tackle, right? Mm-hmm. We had Taylor Decker out. By the way, we miss him a lot.
Yeah,
we do. We'll talk about the injury later. So we got Manu, who's a project left tackle, is a fourth or third round pick a couple drafts ago.
His name is Manure, bro.
Giovanni. Exactly, because he was not it. I mean, it was his first game. I cut him some slack, but it was just sorry. Well, I'm jumping going around here a bunch of places, but I got to say it. We were on the text thread, like, on the game, and I'm texting the guys. I'm like, dude, this Manu kid's doing so good against Trey Hendricks, and this is granted first quarter. I'm like, he's solid. He's there. Immediately after I sent that text is when Trey Hendrickson just like goes around the guy and causes that fumble from Goff, which I still think was a forward pass, but let alone it was going to be a sack.
Bro, as soon as you sent that text, Jared Goff, they recorded his voice in his headset. I'm in danger.
So Trey Hendricks is like, all right, let's dial it up now. Dialed it up on that play.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that play out. I want to get your guys' opinion on this because I was kind of hot. So Trey Hendrickson comes around the corner, and his hand hits Jared Goff's helmet and knocks Jared Goff's helmet, like, you know, mm-hmm. pretty decent. I mean, kind of like when the Lions pulled on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. That immediately a hands to a quarterback's helmet isn't a personal foul right away.
100%. Yeah.
So when they went back, when they went back and reviewed the fumble, the referee should have said, "Not the fumble doesn't even count. It's a 15-yard penalty on the Bengals for hitting the quarterback's head." Where's that?
I know. It was kind of like a bang bang play in live time, but I thought about that too on the replay. I guess maybe it wasn't hard enough of a hit.
It was Vegas.
But they didn't call it.
Yeah, they were trying to keep that game close, man.
Yep.
Oh my god.
And even after the review, they call that a fumble because it looked like a forward pass.
I think
first replay I saw the hit on the head too. I'm like, well, what the heck?
Yeah. It was a bang bang. His hand was still back when it came loose. Once the ball was loose, Jared pushed it forward, and I think that is now considered a fumble, unlike in the years past where anything pushed forward is still an incomplete, but the ball was out of his possession when he pushed it forward.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they went with the fumble. But yeah, it was, hey bro, with the Bengals going nowhere this year, Trey Hendrickson can come on and dispel Muhammad a couple plays a week, if you know what I'm saying.
Depends on the cost.
Come trade deadline. Bro, it's a rental for a year.
Yeah.
You know he's gone, and just get him a quick ring. We'll give them a third round pick. Done. Yeah. Sign the papers.
And then Ratledge on the O-line, he didn't have his best day. Just growing pains. Yeah. So really? O-line didn't have their best day against the Bengals defensive line. Goff got sacked, I think, twice, right?
No, bro. He got sacked times. Four times.
Was it four?
Four times.
Four.
I know it was at least three. At one right.
Well, some of them were like strip sacks when he didn't go down, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Like you're a right. Fumble was considered a sack. Yep. Yeah.
So the Lions struggled yesterday with the defensive line of the Bengals. Like they had six tackles for a loss, four sacks. Like they had a pretty good day, to be honest. The RO line, you know, it struggled without Taylor Decker there. Growing pains with having just a rookie basically in his first game ever play left tackle. So that, you know what it affected? Not Taylor Decker out and having Manu there. Jameson Williams just not like we couldn't throw it to him. We couldn't take that deep shot. Caleb, you called in the text thread. He's like, where's the deep shot to JMO? I want at least one. And I love it when they at least tempt it to show the defense like, hey, we have this weapon here. We're not afraid to use it. Even if he doesn't catch it, like I love just like showing them what we have. So that then it spreads the defense out. They at least have to respect it the rest of the game. But we couldn't even test the weapon because Goff didn't have enough time back there.
And for those listeners, fans that think we overpaid for this guy, he's not a number two. He's been horrible this year. Let me tell you something. What Adrian just said, if you have time, if Jared Goff has time in the pocket, then that makes JMO one of the most scariest wide receivers in the league.
Yep.
What made Amon-Ra St. Brown deadly this last game with his midfield catches was JMO taking the safety deep. You watch the all 22, which I heard some people did today. And just because JMO is not making a play on the ball, he's pulling safeties because they recognize his speed. And that leaves Amon-Ra one-on-one with the guy, and nobody can cover Amon-Ra. So let's everybody calm down. He's going to get deep throws. He's going to get his, you know, reverses and slants. Yep. Everyone just pull in Aaron Rodgers and relax when it comes to JMO.
And along
it's
with
not that, your money, right? It's not your money. That's Brad Holmes, and that's the Ford's money. He's going to get paid like a number one, and he can still be a number two in our offense.
And with that being said, is you have other Brownie and Chase, they're fighting. You have people in the Ravens fighting with Lamar Jackson. JMO's not up in Goff's grill, like throw me the ball. Like it's just
he's blocking.
Yeah.
He's blocking.
Yep.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. I love it. Hey, we need to talk Derek Barnes real quick.
Ooh, there we go.
Listen to this stat. DB, eight tackles, solo, one sack, tackle for loss, and a safety. It would have been the second safety of the game.
Yeah.
Had Terrion Arnold.
Yeah.
Not himself.
Knocked his shoulder out. Popped it out. I don't know what he did to his shoulder.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, between Hutch and between Derek Barnes, those boys were just eaten.
And neither of them got the game ball. Alex Anzalone got the game ball in the locker room.
He was everywhere, man. He was everywhere.
Like,
oh, you're right.
Yeah. No, and no, not that's to say that you're wrong. It's just like he had a great game. Hutch had a great game. Anzalone had a great game as well.
Had the pick. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think the middle of our defense had a great game. Our linebackers were just flying everywhere.
I don't watch a lot of other teams, but if you put Anzalone, Barnes, and Campbell up against any three linebackers in the league right now, I would take ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're the best at every position. I'm just saying the group of those three, if they're playing a 4-3, I would take them. They're skilled. And they're only going to get healthier with what's his name coming back?
Oh, Malcolm Rodriguez.
Malcolm. Yep. And I don't know who else is. Oh, Cunningham's hurt, right? There's a couple guys hurt that they're still resting up. But yeah, boys, let's talk defensive backs.
Hold on real quick okay. Before we leave the D line. Just looking across the NFL.
Who can we get?
Looking at sacks through five games. Let's look at the top five. The Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, a little trivia. Los Angeles Rams, you know how many sacks they have? You know them boys, Jared Verse.
Let's go 11.
15. Okay. 15. They've got a good D-line over there. Kobe Turner. Who's the guy in the middle? But they've got a good young defensive line. They got 15 sacks so far this year. They're third on the list.
Frisk.
Yep, exactly. Second on the list, right behind the Denver Broncos, is the Detroit Lions. 16 sacks so far this season.
Wow.
When I saw that, I was appalled. It doesn't feel like we have that many sacks, but we're second in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind the Denver Broncos, they have 21. They're just, I don't know.
That Denver team is young too, man. That Denver is like
Nick Bonito and those guys. So I know you want Trey Hendrickson, but I just feel like
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, bro. Okay, here's why I'm saying it. No, we do not need him. But here's what the Detroit Lions are gonna need come trade deadline help. Defensive backs, right? We know we're going to need cornerbacks.
That's the dire need.
We just two of ours were walking into a mire, and they left like that. Okay, so I'm in danger. Pretty much.
I don't drink milk.
So right. both of our corners are dead. Now here's your other option. You either go out and get, dude. I got so many thoughts. What if they go out to New York and they call their boy Aaron Glenn,
ooh,
and they say, Glenn, how you doing? You're 0-5. You've been the worst team. You haven't had a turnover with Sauce Gardner playing cornerback for you for the past five games. Hey, how about we're going to do you a solid, Aaron? Yeah, we're going to do you a solid, boy. We're going to send you Malcolm Rodriguez, and we're going to send you Zach Cunningham, and you're going to give us, Sauce Gardner. And we'll even throw in a number two pick, and we're going to take that. Well, dude, you see his contract. It's like $100-something million.
Oh, is it really?
It's not going to happen, but.
Yeah.
I mean, think if you put Sauce Gardner on this defense now.
There's possibilities out there.
But, yeah. So there's the one option, right? You grab a corner. The other option is you strengthen your defensive ends, and you let those corners just get picks because of the pressure. So, Amik is going to get picks because of pressure. And now.
Oh, yeah. He got one yesterday.
Trey, what's his name? Trey Flowers, not the big defensive end. Trey Flowers. Cornerback Trey Flowers is going to get picks because they have 2 seconds to get rid of the ball. So anyway, you can do it two ways. You either strengthen up your defensive backs or you strengthen up the defensive ends. And we're already knowing.
Did we get on Brian Branch after he kind of left?
I think it was like a cramp. I think it looked like a cramp to me. Okay.
Yeah. All I know, boys, is did you listen to the podcast the other day? The solo?
Oh, man. Yeah. Props to Caleb for doing that solo, by the way.
Did you hear the Aleem McNeil news?
Yeah, bro. He's ready to go.
It's going to be deadly. He's
ready to go.
I'm ready for this Sunday night game already, guys.
Yeah.
What do you think? You want to switch over? It's been 25 minutes. So are we talking
Sunday night or Monday night?
One thing real quick, though, about back to golf for 1 second. And this is I'm not sure if anybody watches it, but he's on Chris Castellani. I don't know. He's on Twitter or X, wherever you want to call it now. But he brought up a wonderful point about Jared Goff. And we all ride Jared Goff for being a statue and can't run. But he brought up a great point about Mahomes. Mahomes will run to the left, run around for 20 seconds to the right, and then just chuck a pass and just pray somebody catches it. But Goff, man, Goff can step back in 3 yards and just throw a dart. And within 3 seconds, have it to St. Brown, have it to Laporta, have it to J-Mo yesterday. Like he did, he can just do that anytime he wants. And I just, he doesn't run a lot, but props to Goff, man. He's such a good quarterback. Like, and I just watching that yesterday, just the guy is just hikes the ball 3 yards back. And then St. Brown, they all make things, Laporta made it happen. Yak. St. Brown, yak. Yep. J-Mo, yak. Gibbs, yep. Yak. Like,
listen. To go along with that, the NFL has for 100 years pretty much had quarterbacks that sit in the pocket and throw like you're talking about. It's only been the last 10 years, 15 years, right? That now everyone wants this running. I mean, we had Michael Vick maybe 15-20 years ago. Yeah, he was awesome. He was a Swiss Army knife, and. But you have to remember, everyone's kind of going that way, right? Even the new guys coming in, like Jaxson Dart and like Bo Nix, like these guys can scramble. They can get out and they can throw. But for 100 years, there's been nothing wrong with the stationary quarterback as long as you put the pieces around him. And that's what
it's the Steph Curry effect. Steph Curry, it was a dunking league until Steph Curry on there. Nobody else wants to shoot from 40 feet away and make a
three. Does that mean that dunks don't count?
Right.
No, they do. The dunks count. But yeah, it's pretty. It's fun. It's the new thing. So believe me, when Goff is all used up like Stafford and he's got a broken back, guess where Detroit's going? They're going to go get a running quarterback. They're going to do like everybody else does. But we have a guy that is cerebral as Tom Brady. He is. And he actually, no.
Commands the line.
He's cerebral as Peyton Manning, bro. He changes plays before the snap because he sees the defense doing something that he don't like. Literally changes the play, and he's got the pocket presence like Tom Brady, just enough to scoot up, to get out. He doesn't just sit there like a lame duck. He does have a little mobility, but he's just not a runner, right?
Yep.
So, okay. Totally agree, bro. That's my quarterback.
All right.
You guys want to talk anything else before we get into – oh, let's talk one more thing before we get to Kansas City. The bold takes. You ready with that, Adrian?
Let's do it.
All right, bold take. Caleb, humble host, said Gibbs 100 yards, Monty 100 yards, 1 pick, 3 sacks. I can't believe that didn't hit. That was the lock of the day.
I really thought we'd play a better run game, but just our O-line did not have the best day. That's what happened.
I had the 1 pick and the 3 sacks. Mixed up. I should have gone 3 picks, 1 sack. Anyway, Clay was awesome. He said no touchdown for Chase.
Held two for a while.
And then you said an interception for Trey Flowers.
Which everybody got an interception but Trey Flowers.
Terrion Arnold had his first career interception. And then it was taken away by Herbie Joseph.
Herbie Joseph just didn't trust him, bro.
He's like, you ain't going to catch that.
Need to pad my stats.
Yup. What'd you say, Clay, on the chat? or Adrian, did you put something on the chat later on, didn't you?
Oh, I was gonna say it was a David. It's gonna be a David Montgomery game, which I was right. Like out of the two, like usually one shines to the other, and I picked him because he was going home to Cincinnati. He'd never played in his hometown before. I knew they were gonna feature him, which they did with that touchdown pass. But my bold take was 150 all-purpose yards and two touchdowns. Didn't quite hit it.
He got the two touchdowns. I'll give you that.
Yep. That was a sweet play. I liked how he
ain't no such thing.
Shotgun formation.
Yeah. And he knew it was a touchdown. I mean, he just looked to the bench. Like he threw and just looked like, yeah, it's a touchdown.
All right, boys. So this coming Sunday night, let's do a little Lions Chiefs preview. Okay, Detroit is 4-1, riding momentum coming into Arrowhead. Right now, Kansas City, guess what, boys? Kansas City is getting ready to play a game tonight at 8:20 at night. So that means they're not getting home till tomorrow, Tuesday. That means they're sore, bro. That means they got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They have 4 days rest, guys, between games.
Where are they at tonight? They're in.
I think are they in Jacksonville or are they home?
Let me check right now.
I don't know. I don't know right now.
They are at Jacksonville away.
Oh, yeah, there's traveling day too.
There's a travel day. Okay.
On Monday night football.
No, Sunday night. No, wait, is it Monday night?
Tonight, I was just talking about tonight against Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
And Jacksonville's playing, their defense is playing pretty good. Maybe they'll be banged up, sore, travel day. Definitely have a big advantage coming into this week.
Okay, so here's some of the headlines. Kansas City, definitely more dangerous through the air, right? Mahomes has thrown for already 939 yards, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception in his 4 games. They're averaging about 110 rushing yards per game, which I thought was more than what they normally do, but they said that's mid-tier, so they're about 15, 16 ranked. And then their team passing ranks are 12th, and their rushing, is 17 to 19. So they're averaging 115 yards rushing a game. And get this, 39.7 pass attempts a game. So they're averaging 40 passes a game. So in short, they're dangerous through the air, especially with Detroit's weak cornerback situation. So that's going to have to be a major concern for Coach Campbell.
That gives the D-line an opportunity to make some plays on pass rush.
Right, if they're
playing on a pass more.
Yeah, that's exactly what this key matchup says, Adrian. X-Factor says the pass rush versus the pressure package. So Detroit's front has got to disrupt Mahomes and not allow him to roam because, you know, he makes a lot of dangerous stuff when he's.
Do you think they enact the same Lamar Jackson plan they did?
Yeah.
They try to contain and then have a little spy rush him.
Stack the box, stop the run. I don't know if they need a spy necessarily. I don't think he's that dangerous, but, you know, like he doesn't have the speed that Jackson has, but if they need to, sure, put him.
Is Mahomes is more the guy that will throw it in the last second, like the last inch he has of behind the line? Yeah, he's gonna.
Mahomes doesn't want to run, bro. He's got something stuck up his butt. He don't want to run.
All those ankle injuries and all that. He's like, I'm done getting hit.
But so here's going to be a challenge for Detroit: the crowd Sunday night Arrowhead is going to be loud. Yep. So I think back to Green Bay's game. What did they have problems with? It was a loud night game.
I mean, it was a loud night game in Baltimore. Monday Night Football. It was loud.
That's true, bro. That's true.
It was a loud night game when we opened up them last year.
And I do want to tease the audience a little bit. I want to tease the crowd. Was it next week, Sunday night? Or is it, this Sunday, like in 6 days, right? Sunday Night Football. All right, let me do the breaking news. The All Grit podcast will be live on Sunday Night Football in Kansas City.
What?
You heard it here. We'll have live takes from Arrowhead Stadium for you guys, only here on the All Grit podcast.
Wait, stop the music. What the heck's going on? Adrian's got his... Wait, no, you mean Clay? Clay's got Johnny's almonds down there again, bro? What the heck's
going on? Gotta be Adrian, man. It ain't me.
What are you doing?
I'm going to tell you now, it ain't me. We were going to keep it a secret for a little bit, but the water boy, we're going to be sending the intern to Arrowhead. He will be live there in Arrowhead Stadium representing the All Grit podcast.
Go!
Let's go, water boy!
Big shout out to Ivan.
So he will be sent on the road here to report back to us.
You know, and that's what all these donations that we get from the All Grit podcast listeners can get us. So we thank you for, you know.
Shout out to Dan Diamond Equipment.
Speaking of, let's run that sponsor right now.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
There we have it, Dan Diamond. There we go.
Well, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, so do we need to hook him up with some, he's a video editor. He's got ways to record audio for interviews and stuff.
Awesome. For us, and it'll be a great episode to hear from him how it
that's
went
awesome.
Afterwards. So always fun to do a road game, man.
Are you guys going to do some projections?
What's that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say road games are so fun to do now as a Lions fan.
They are.
Yeah.
I prefer. I really wanted to go to. So when you get the season schedule, you always look through it, right, and say, which game do I want to go to? And yesterday would have been the game that I picked. And I have cousins in Cincinnati, and he's a big Bengals fan. And I wanted to go, but it's like for me and my wife and him and his wife and like maybe some of our other cousins, like it's $500 for two people to get grab two seats. And that doesn't include anything. Like that's just to be there. Now, granted, they were trying to sell them off for like $120 yesterday, like morning, because Bengals fans were just putting up
loving Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So knowing that, it would have been really cool to hop on the road last minute for 200, you know, half price.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, would have been a good game to be at for sure.
Yep.
Projection wise, this upcoming week versus Kansas City. I know it's an early. Can you look up the spread on that right now, Adrian, while we look up some projections?
Yep. It's surprising. Kansas City. Here's my prediction. Kansas City is favored right now at this moment.
One and a half. Called
correct.
It.
Boom. I think by kickoff, that is going to change, and Detroit's going to be favored by 1.5 or something. I think that'll move. I'll meet you
in the middle, bro. I'll meet you in the middle. I think it's going to be a pick'em.
Mm.
Right? Because a 1.5 to a 1.5 is still a 3-point swing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if the home field advantage is already a 3-point, if they say it's a pick'em, then really, man, that's so. That means kind of they're already getting. That kind of means they're already getting 3 points, right?
Yeah. So I feel confident this will be a win, though.
We want Kansas City to win tonight, right? Just to make. Do we want them to feel in? I don't want mad Kansas. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
You know what, bro? It's funny that you ask because I asked that to myself today. I'm like, that's the same old Lions. That's the same old Lions question. I don't care if they win or lose.
Yeah.
Like, do we want Chris Jones to be healthy or do we want him to be injured? Like the old SOL fan is, oh God, I want them at their weakest possible so we can beat them. But now it's like, no, bro, win, lose. I don't care. We're going to be there next Sunday.
Right.
Yep. One butt cheek and three toes. I will.
We actually do have audio from Dan Campbell.
I am inevitable.
He is such a good coach, man. Dan, anything's possible. I think I said
anything is possible.
Right. I said on Instagram, I think, to the our Lions chat, but just seeing his rah-rah speeches in Miami and nobody took him serious when he was a coach in Miami for that. Yes,
bro. They had him, man.
They had him, and he was the same, like...
Same exact dude.
Yeah. Same dude. I mean, just younger. That's the same guy, and nobody... Everybody laughed at him in Miami. Yep. Like, okay, dude, whatever.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. A big treasure. With Bing onions.
All right, let's start off the projections. I'm going to do it. I never get to go first. Lions, go 28. Chiefs, 24.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm calling a Lions dub. I just said, you know, safe touchdown a quarter. Because their defense is going to be,
You know. I'm going Lions, 30, Chiefs, 24.
Okay.
I got Lions 24 and Chiefs 20.
So 6-point game, 6-point game. And so we all have them at 6-point games.
Yeah.
I got them at
24-20. And Big Mac Truck has his season debut.
Thank you, bro.
Oh,
Mac Truck. McNeil.
Yep.
Aleem the Dream.
So with Aleem McNeil coming back in, the bold take, you have to have a Aleem the Dream stat in this parlay for your bold take, okay? Just, you can be whatever you want, but you, since his if he plays, we're going to take one stat about him, okay? It can be a tackle. Okay. It can be a sack. It can be a batted ball. Speaking of batted balls, Tyleek again. I think it was the first drive or first quarter. Just bats down another one. Matumbo. All right, Clay, let's start with you. Let's go backwards. Bold take, Lions, Kansas City Chiefs, Sunday night football.
My McNeil take is a strip. He's going to strip the ball.
Ooh, jeez.
I'm going. He's coming out big. I mean, it just seems like it. You know, that seems like what an announcer would say. Like, oh, his first game back goes out there and snags the ball with.
Wait a minute. Let's just get that out of the way real quick. Okay, next.
And then, but that doesn't have to. Does that have to hit for the whole thing?
So we'll just have our own separate McNeil bold take. But then, you can have your bold.
Okay, because I would change it for the whole thing.
Yeah, this is actually for the bold take board. Okay, go ahead.
I got too boldy last week, so I'm gonna say. What we were talking about earlier, I'm calling a JMO 45-yarder plus touchdown.
Ooh.
I think he breaks free and he gets a big tutty this week.
Plus touchdown. JMO 45-yard plus touchdown. It's on the board. All right. Adrian, bold take. Lions coming in.
All right. This is two things. So defense, they get 4 sacks.
Let's hear your McNeil real quick.
What's that? Oh, McNeil? 2 quarterback pressures.
2 QB pressures.
On limited snaps. I don't think he's playing all game. He's going to have some limited snaps to play. So,
okay.
Now your other one? For him. 4 sacks, 2 sacks from Hutch, and a Tesla touchdown. Now that Khalif is probably out this game as well, he'll have more playing time.
4 sacks, 2 from Hutch, and then what was the last point?
Tesla touchdown.
Whew.
My boy Tesla finally caught a touchdown with 2 hands.
That was a good snag too, man. He got a little scared because the way he landed, I'm like, uh-oh, get up. Okay. Yeah.
Let's, all right, so we already got a strip. We already got a pressure, so let's do McNeil. Let's do 3 tackles.
Nice. Maybe a TFL in there?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. 3 tackles, and then for the bold take, we're going to go... Man, wouldn't it be sweet to have Brian Branch do another pick 6 like he did last time? That would be so bold.
That's a good one. I forgot about that. That would be
so bold. You know what? Sick. Will you guys accept a bold take if it's a pick six, regardless of who it is? Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say pick six for the Lions.
Because that's what I want to make sure with my JMO long. If that's bold enough, let me know if you guys need me to add something to it. I don't want to be called, you know.
Well, seeming that he hasn't, you know, he's gone a couple games with like 10 yards.
Right.
Total. So, yeah, boy.
Well, I was going to see Jigsaw out there again yesterday in the end zone.
Right on. All right. You boys got anything else?
Should be another Lions win this weekend. I'm expecting it. It'll be a tough match, but they should win it.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely going to be a closer game than the last 2 weeks, right? It's going to be
sure.
It's not going to. Lions aren't going to have that 14-point cushion, 21-point cushion. It's right. Definitely going to be within one score the whole game.
So it's going to be a competitive game, as was mentioned on Fox. I don't know if you guys saw that, but for some areas, they cut away from the Lions game. They're like, let's bring you to a more competitive game, and they switched it to Chargers Commanders.
Wow. Really? They used to do that for the wrong reason.
Right, right.
Right? Yeah.
Love it. All right. Well, for the All Grit Podcast, this is your humble host, joined alongside me by the OC, who came in a little late, but we're just glad that he's here. The stat guy. You know he's always on time.
Clay.
And, we'll have live coverage. Look for socials lighting up this week with Ivan running down to Kansas City. It's going to be so sweet. I can't wait to post all this stuff. Ivan. So let's go. All right. For the All Grit Podcast, we out.